Robert, thanks so much for being with us today. Last week, the Kispiox River Bridge sustained some damage from a passing Dawson plow, and now there are some assessments going on to take a look at the structural integrity of the bridge, but it is open to foot traffic and light vehicle traffic. Robert, can you give us an update as to the current situation with the Kispiox River Bridge?
Sure. I mean, as you're aware, last Thursday, there was an accident involving one of our snowplow trucks at the bridge. Some of the support members along the vertical support members along the bridge were damaged by a wing blade that was not fully retracted. As a result of that accident, the bridge was closed to traffic through the weekend. Ministry was involved. They brought in engineers to assess. As of yesterday, but certainly today, light vehicle traffic is once again allowed to travel across the bridge. That's vehicles that are less than 8 tons in weight. So that traffic has been restored, which is great news for the community. Clearly, you know, it's not a permanent solution or the only solution, and we're working very hard right now to see the bridge repaired. So repairs are underway. They will take the actual time frame isn't fully known yet because it depends in large part on the role of engineers and the ability to get engineering designs and such so that the repairs are made in a safe way. But the bridge is being repaired. And we expect that it will be open soon.
Is there anything, any investigation that is going to look into exactly how this happened? And I guess on that question as well, what kind of maintenance does Dawson deal with? I know we see their trucks around on the highway and some back roads, but maybe give me a bit of an overview of what is Dawson responsible for?
Dawson Road Maintenance actually is responsible for highway maintenance in 4 service areas in BC. In the wintertime, clearly, we're responsible for clearing the roads of snow, make sure the roads are passable. We have various standards that we have to live by in terms of how fast that happens. During the summertime and the other times of the year, we're involved in making sure the roads, improving roads, making sure they stay open. So anything to do with the maintenance of provincial highways and roads, inevitably, we're involved with. We are investigating. We want to know what happened and why it happened. That's ongoing. It'll take a bit of time. Our main focus right now is to work on the scene, make sure that the bridge is reopened and to serve the needs of the community and make sure that they have what they need to get through, especially right now with this cold snap, that they have access to supplies and such and can continue to do what they need to do. But clearly this is an unfortunate incident. It's not something that a road maintenance company ever wants to see happen. We are looking into it just to make sure that it doesn't happen again. I mean, we have 4 service areas, so we'll take lessons learned from one and make sure they apply to others. I mean, these are big pieces of equipment. Our operators are busy. They have a lot of work to do, and sometimes unfortunate things happen, and we'll look into why it happened and make sure that we can put in place protocols to ensure it doesn't happen again.
A couple other things for you, Robert. The maintenance along the Kispiox Road there, you know, what does that entail? What are some of the things that you guys do out there on the regular?
I'm not sure what classification the road is. All maintenance in BC is determined by the classification of the road. And there's A, B, C, D, E, et cetera, going on. And depending on what the classification, it determines how frequently a road is maintained, that sort of thing. I mean, clearly, we want to make sure the roads are safe. That's always our main concern. So we want to make sure the road is plowed in wintertime, it's kept passable in wintertime, it's safe for residents to travel in wintertime, and that it's improved and maintained through the summer months and other seasons as well. It's tough work. I mean, Mother Nature, it can be tricky, and she throws a lot at us sometimes, and it can be hard to stay on top of things, but that's part of what this is all about. And we do the best we can in the circumstances.
We've also spoken to a few of the residents that have been up on the Kispiox Road there, and they feel like the conditions of the road have been quite challenging this year and wonder if there's more that Dawson could do. Is that something that's come across your desk?
It hasn't come across mine, but it's something we hear about all the time in all our areas. I mean, clearly, we're responsible for, in your area, quite a large area. We depend on hearing comments from residents about road conditions, and we can adjust our maintenance routines to suit accordingly. I mean, we can't be everywhere at once. We can't have eyes on every road all at the same time. Mother Nature is tricky. Every winter is different. We build plans according to the standards we're to maintain. But if an area needs extra maintenance, for example, to take care of a localized problem, perhaps there's a spot that's deep in shade and ices up sooner than others, for example, we can get out there and take care of that if people let us know. And we have a 1-800 number, 24, it's open 24/7. We encourage people to call that. It's on our website. Report those conditions, and we can adjust our plans to take care of that. We don't want to see anybody having to endure a road that's not safe. We understand that every road can be a little bit different. Every season can be a little bit different. No winter is ever going to be the same from area to area. It's hard to stay on top of it. We do our best, but we want to work with residents and with other stakeholders in the community to ensure that we're providing the best service we can. So have a conversation with us. Let us know what you're seeing, and we'll do our best to take care of it.
And Robert, what is the number that people can call if they do see some issues out on the Kispeaux Road there?
The number, it's a 1-800 number, 1-800-842-4122. I mean, we clearly understand that this is tough. I mean, no one likes to see these things happen. It's unfortunate. We're going to do everything in our power to make sure the bridge is open as quickly as possible and provide access to residents. So it's their only route. We know that, and we're doing our best.
Okay. Robert Koopmans, Communication Director for Dawson Road Maintenance. Thank you so much for your time today.
All right. Thank you, Dan.